Hello and welcome to the first video in this four-part series designed to show you how to create your first Windows Store app. This series is based on the Create Your First Windows Store App step-by-step tutorials found at dev.windows.com and is divided into four parts. This video is part one. We'll be creating a simple Hello World Windows Store app using XAML with Visual Basic or C#. We'll show how to create a new project, add a basic layout for a page, handle a button click event, switch between light and dark themes, and how to create your own custom style. In part two, manage app lifecycle and state, we'll discuss the app lifecycle and we'll extend the Hello World app by storing app data in Windows roaming settings and saving session state data using the Suspension Manager class. Part three, navigation, layout, and views, is divided into two separate videos. In the first video, we'll add a photo page to the Hello World app and we'll show how to navigate between pages. We'll discuss panel controls like the grid, stack panel, and canvas controls. And finally, we'll take a tour of the key features in Visual Studio for designing page layout. In the second video of part three, we'll show how to add an app bar for navigation, and we'll design a fluid layout for our photo page that works well in landscape, snapped, or portrait views. In part four, file access and pickers, we'll add code to the photo page to call the file picker API. We'll show how to data bind to properties of a file, and we'll revisit the app lifecycle from part two and show how to preserve access to a file for later use using the Storage Application Permissions class. I want to emphasize that the best way to learn is by doing. Don't just watch me write code. We designed this series so you can open up Visual Studio and follow along step by step. Before you start, to complete this tutorial, you need to have Windows 8 installed. A free 90-day evaluation of Windows 8 is available for download. You will also need to install a version of Microsoft Visual Studio 2012. You can download a free version of Microsoft Visual Studio Express 2012 for Windows 8, available from www.microsoft.com/express. You will also need a developer license. You can obtain a developer license by selecting a File, New Project, and building a Windows Store app, or directly from the Store menu, select Acquire Developer License. Acquire Developer License. Step 1. Create a new project in Visual Studio. To launch Visual Studio Express 2012 for Windows 8, I'm just going to type the letters V, S, and you see our list of apps get short here, and I'll go ahead and click on VS Express for Windows 8 to launch it. And from here, I'll select File, and I'm going to hit the Windows plus key to zoom in, and I'll select New Project to open up the New Project dialog. And in the New Project template, make sure we have C# selected and Windows Store, and select the blank app project template. Let's go down to the name and let's choose a name for our project. We're going to name this Hello World. And go ahead and choose the location. I'm saving mine to a C# subdirectory, but really you can just assume the default here and go ahead and click OK to create the project. So we're going to switch to Solution Explorer and look at all the files in our blank app project template. At the bottom is package.appx manifest, and this describes your app, including its name, description, tile, start page, and so on, and lists the files that your app contains. Under the assets folder, if we just expand this, we'll see that we have a number of images, including our logo and small logo.png, which are used to display your app in your start screen. The splash screen PNG is used when your application first starts as a loading screen, if you will, and store logo.png, which is used to represent your app in the Windows Store. Now let's collapse our assets folder, and notice we have an app.xaml and a main page.xaml page. The app.xaml page is used to do things that are at our global level for all of our application, and it also includes a code behind that we can use app.xaml.cs. And every project template that you create only has one app.xaml, but it can have multiple pages, and that's what main page.xaml is. It's the default page that will load when your app first starts. These files are essential to all Windows Store apps using C#. Any project that you contain in Visual Studio contains them. Replacing the main page. The main page in the blank app project template is based on the blank page template. It contains the minimum amount of XAML and code to instantiate a page. However, when you create an app for the Windows Store, you must do more. For example, even a simple one-page app must adapt to different layouts and views, which we're going to do in part three, navigation, layout, and views. And apps must be able to save their state when suspended and restore it when they're resumed, which we're going to do in part two, manage app lifecycle and state. The nice thing is the other project and page templates in Visual Studio include some additional code and helper classes that make it easy with view and state management. And when you use the blank app project template, you typically replace this blank main page with one of the other page templates to take advantage of the layout and helper classes they provide. So what we're going to do is delete this mainpage.xaml, which is a blank project template, and replace it with the basic page template. And we'll just zoom out here, right click, and we're going to select delete to delete that main page. And it'll select it, and it'll tell me main page will be deleted permanently, and go ahead and click OK. And now to add a basic page, I'm going to go up to our project menu, and I'll zoom in. And what we're going to do is select add new item. Then it'll open up the new item project dialog. Make sure you're filtering by Windows Store. And select basic page, not blank page, basic page. For the name for our file, we need to name this the same thing as our last page, so we're going to name it mainpage.xaml. And go ahead and click add. And notice what happens. Visual Studio displays a dialog saying this edition depends on files that are missing from your project. And we're going to go ahead and just say add the missing files automatically and select yes. And this will start loading our mainpage.xaml file in the designer. Now what's going on here is Visual Studio is adding several utility classes to our common folder. And notice in our design view, Visual Studio is telling us that we need to build the project to update the design view. To actually see our page in design view, we need to go up here and click build, build solution. That's build, build solution. Go ahead and click that. And this will build our project. See our output window. And eventually our mainpage.xaml will load in the designer. Step 2, start the app. At this point, you've created a very simple app. If you want to see what it looks like, you can press F5 to build, deploy, and launch your app in debugging mode. We can also launch our app by just clicking here, F5 and run. And what you're going to see here is our default splash screen appears, and then our text default page on that main page appears here as well. It's just a blank screen with the title My Application. There's no button or command to close the app. You can use the close gesture, which is bringing your mouse to the very top, or say your finger on a touchscreen and dragging all the way to the bottom. Or you can use Alt plus F4 to close it, but you typically don't close Windows Store apps, as we're going to discuss in Part 2, Manage App Lifecycle and State. What we're going to do is press the Windows key, and that'll take us to the Start screen, and notice that just by deploying our application, Visual Studio has added this tile that represents our Hello World app to the last group in our Start screen. And to run the app again, all you'd need to do is tap or click the tile, or you can start it again from Visual Studio by clicking the Debug button as well. It doesn't do much yet, but congratulations, you've built your first Windows Store app. Switch back to Visual Studio by clicking Alt-Tab, select Visual Studio, and what we're going to do is just press the Stop Debugging button here, that's Stop Debugging, to stop debugging our app. Step 3, modify your start page. From Solution Explorer, let's collapse the common folder so we can see our app.xaml file. And just double-click the file to open it. And to make this easier to read, I'm going to go down here to the zoom, and I'm going to select 140%, hit Enter. This will just make it easier for you to follow along. App.xaml is where we put resources that are used across our app. By default, you'll notice that app.xaml adds a resource dictionary to our common standardstyles.xaml. Standardstyles.xaml provides a set of default styles that give your app the Windows 8 look and feel. And back in Solution Explorer, you'll see we have a code behind page, and that's app.xaml.cs. So let's go ahead and double-click that to open it. And just like before, we'll zoom to 140% so we can follow along. What I'm going to do is go to the top right corner. You'll notice there's this quick launch, and I'll just zoom in here. And quick launch allows me to find Visual Studio commands just by typing their name. What I want to do is show the full screen for our code editor. So this is view full screen, and you'll see me using Shift Alt Enter, the keyboard shortcut, to do this as well. So I'll go ahead and click Enter here. And notice now our IDE has taken over, and our code editor page takes as much space as possible. And what I'm going to do is right click. Select Outlining, and I'm going to select Collapse to Definition. So Outlining, Collapse to Definition, and I'll go ahead and select that. And notice in our App class, we have three things, the App Constructor, and two methods, one for On Launch and one for On Suspending. And we'll cover both these methods in much more detail in Part 2, Manage App Lifecycle and State. The point here is that the app.xaml and the app.xaml.cs are partial classes that are both combined to create a complete class representing the app. And the app class is the entry point for our app, and what we'll do is actually control what page loads when our app first starts. Now I'll hit Shift Alt Enter to exit out of full screen. The next thing we're going to do is just go ahead and double click to open mainpage.xaml. And to design our page, we can drag and drop controls from the toolbox directly onto the design surface, or we can write code in XAML. Go ahead and double click on the XAML tab here so that we see as much of the XAML as possible. And I'll go ahead and zoom this to 140%. And the first thing that you'll notice is that our mainpage.xaml derives from the layout-aware page class. This class extends the base page class and provides methods for navigation, state management, and view management. And switching back to our design view, you'll notice that the base page also includes a back button control and a page title. Now let's switch back to Solution Explorer. And what we want to do is look at the code behind, so I'll expand the mainpage.xaml and double-click on the mainpage.xaml.cs to open up the code file. I'll zoom in to make this a little easier to read. And I'll full screen this. And this code behind is where we add our app logic and event handlers for the main page. And let's scroll down and look at the code, and what we'll do is just right-click, outlining, and we'll select collapse to definitions like we did before. That's outlining, collapse to definitions. And just like in the app.xaml.cs, we see a constructor for our main page, and then methods, and these are page-level methods to both save and load state. And we'll use these methods in part two, manage app lifecycle and state, but for now we just wanted to give a quick tour of what comes in the basic page template. Now let's add some content to our app. We'll exit full screen mode, and I'm going to click on mainpage.xaml and go ahead and select on the My Application title. What we're going to do is go to the property window in the lower right corner and make sure that the page title is selected and it's of type text block. And under the common category, we see a text property, and we're going to change that. Now the text property marker is green, and that indicates that it's set to a resource. If you left click on the property marker and select Edit Resource, see we get a dialog here. I'll just zoom in. And the resource name is app name, representing our app, and let's go ahead and just call this Hello World. And go ahead and click OK. And notice on our designer we see Hello World. Now to see what happened in the XAML view, what we're going to do is just show the horizontal split view. That's the middle button, horizontal split, so we can see the XAML view as well. And with that selected, it'll automatically select our text block, that is our page title. And you'll notice the text property that we set is set to that static resource of app name. Now back in our property menu, what we can do is see where that's defined in XAML. So to do that, left click on the property marker and select Go to Source. And what that'll do is jump to where that file is declared for that app name resource, and we see our text Hello World. The next thing we're going to do is add some controls via the XAML editor. So go ahead and double click on the XAML tab so we see as much XAML as possible. And we'll full screen this. Now within mainpage.xaml, we have a grid named Layout Root Style. And this is the root panel that all controls are going to live within, the parent panel, if you will. Now inside of this Layout Root Style, we have two things. We have a grid that contains the back button and page title. Let's go ahead and just collapse that. And we see we also have a Visual State Manager. Let's collapse that as well. And we're going to add some code in between these two. Now let's add a stack panel control. So just start typing stack panel. And we're going to use the grid attach property to say what row it lives in. And we're going to say row 1, which is the second row, which if you know up here, we have two rows. The first one is the page title row, which we don't want to in the page title. This is the second row where our content's going to live. And just remember that the count of rows starts at 0, so 1 being the second row. And let's set a margin property here. And this works by setting the left first, so 120 left margin, 30 on top, and works around clockwise, and 0 on the right, 0 on the bottom. Now within our stack panel, we're going to add a text block control. And for the text, we're going to display some text that asks the person, what's your name? And we'll add a nested stack panel within here as well, and that'll include a text box and a button. Let's make sure the orientation is set to horizontal. And we'll set the margin of this as well. 0 on the left, 20 on top. 0 on the right, 20 on bottom. So our text box control. Let's choose a name and we'll call it name input. We'll choose a width and we'll say 300 pixels. And let's choose horizontal alignment of left. And add our end tag. And next we'll add a button control. And what we want to display on the button, we'll set the content property. We'll set this to say hello, but we want the word hello in quotes. And to do that, we'll say ampersand QUOT to show a quote. There's the word hello and our end quote, QUOT, semicolon. And let's just end our tag. So we have our text box and our button. So outside of our stack panel, we're going to add one more text block. And this is going to be named greeting output. Let's close our tag. Now we'll use this greeting output a little later to display whatever the user typed in to the text box with the custom greeting. And we'll talk more about the XAML layout system in part 3, navigation layout and views. And let's exit out of full screen mode here and go ahead and click F5 or run. And what you see here is our UI. There's our text block for what's your name. We'll see a text input and we'll hit hello. And we haven't coded our event handler for the button, so it doesn't do anything. And we can't even see our greeting output text block, but we're going to add some code in the event handler for our button that will display a custom greeting to that greeting output text block. Let's Alt-Tab back to Visual Studio and go ahead and click Stop. Step 4, create an event handler. In this step, we're going to add an event handler to our button's click event. And in the event, we'll take the text from the name input text box and display it in the greeting output with a custom greeting. In that event, we'll get the user's name from the name input text box, and we'll use it to display a custom greeting in the greeting output text block, using events that work for touch, mouse, and pen input, because they can run on a variety of devices, design your Windows Store apps with touch input in mind. Your app must be able to handle input from a mouse or a stylus. Fortunately, events such as click and double tap are device independent. If you're familiar with Microsoft .NET programming, you might have seen separate events for mouse, touch, and stylus input, like mouse move, touch move, and stylus move. In Windows Store apps, these separate events are replaced with a single pointer moved event that works equally well for touch, mouse, and stylus input. To add an event handler, let's go ahead and make sure we're in mainpage.xaml and select our button control. Now we could add the event handler directly in XAML, but we're going to go ahead and just show how to add it with the properties window. So on the properties side, make sure we have the button selected, it's of type button, and go ahead and select this to show the event handlers for the selected button. And here we see the click event. And let's add a click event named button underscore click. And when you hit enter, Visual Studio will automatically build a button click event handler for you. Now if we switch back to mainpage.xaml, what we'll see is nothing special, it's just gone ahead and added the click event to our button click method. To navigate to the button click event handler, what we're going to do is just right click and select navigate to event handler. And what that'll do is jump directly to the button click method in our code behind. So let's add some code to retrieve the user's name from the name input text box. And we're going to set it to the greeting output.text equals. And we'll say hello. And we're just going to append a string here. And we're going to read the name input, that's the text box, and we're going to read the text value. And we'll just append a exclamation point here. Let's click F5 or run here. Within our text box, let's type somebody special. We'll hit our button. And what that's going to do is change the greeting output text property to hello somebody special by running that event handler. Let's switch back to Visual Studio hitting Alt-Tab. And let's go ahead and stop debugging. Step 5, style the start page. It's easy to customize the look and feel of your app. By default, your app uses resources with the dark style. The system resources also include a light theme. Let's try it out and see what it looks like. To switch to our light theme from Solution Explorer, I'll just zoom in here, select app.xaml and double-click it to open it. And within our application tag, we'll just hit enter and we're going to set the requested theme property here to light. And doing this will change the main page from the dark theme to the light theme. Let's go ahead and run our app just so we can see it in action. And notice the style of our page has changed, including the fonts and even the color of our button. Which theme should you use? It really depends on your app. For apps that mostly display images or video, we recommend using the dark theme. And for apps that contain a lot of text, we recommend using the light theme. And of course, you can create your own custom color scheme and use the theme that goes best with your app's look and feel. Let's Alt-Tab back to Visual Studio and go ahead and click Stop. And next, we'll talk about using standard styles. Earlier in this tutorial, we pointed out the common standard styles.xaml, which includes a set of standard styles that give your app a Windows 8 look and feel. And what we want to do is apply those styles to the text blocks on our main page. So let's go to Solution Explorer and double-click mainpage.xaml to open it. And let's start adding some style properties for these text blocks. To do that, make sure your mouse is within the What's Your Name text block. Let's go to the Properties window. And make sure that you're actually showing properties, not events. And there's two ways to do this. We can either search by category, and the style property is in the miscellaneous category, or we can just type the word style, and this will show us all style properties. And what I'll do is just scroll down here, and what we're going to be doing is set the style property. As you can see, it's currently blank. Left click on the property marker, select local resource, and this is a list of resources defined in our standard style, and let's select basic text style. What you'll see here, I just added the static resource pointing to the basic text style defined in standardstyles.xaml. Let's do the same thing for our greeting output. So put our mouse within the greeting output text block. In our property window, go down to style, left click, local resource, and just like we did before, select basic text style. Now let's click F5 or run here. Notice we have the basic text style, and let's just type somebody special and hit our button. And there we see our style applied to the greeting output as well. Let's Alt-Tab back to Visual Studio and go ahead and stop debugging. Creating your own styles. You can customize the look and feel of your app by creating your own styles. Here we're going to create a new style and apply it to the greeting output text block. With our greeting output text block selected, go to the Properties window, and on the property marker, left click, and this time we're going to select Convert to New Resource. What this is going to do is create a copy of that style that we can totally customize based on that basic text style. So let's name our resource here Big Green Text Style. By defining an application, it'll add it to our app.xaml, so go ahead and click OK. Now that's created, what we want to do is customize it. So let's go down to our property window, select the property marker, and select Edit Resource. And what that'll do is jump to the definition of that big green text style. And our style has inherited a number of the different properties for that basic text style. Now let's change the property for the foreground. Instead of this application foreground theme brush, let's go with green. And let's also change the font size to say 36. So let's exit full screen mode and we'll go ahead and click F5 or run. Now let's type in our greeting, we'll say somebody special, we'll say hello. We now see our greeting in large green letters based on the big green text style.
Congratulations, you've completed part one, create a Hello World app. In part two, manage app lifecycle and state, we'll discuss the app lifecycle and we'll extend the Hello World app by storing data in Windows roaming settings and saving session state data using the Suspension Manager class.